Meta Productivity, the Next Level Personal Productivity Training by Yuri and John Novotny. Module 3, the Productiveness Framework. About this module. The Productiveness Framework is a set of 5 productivity habits that work incredibly well together. Depending on how productive you already are, this framework could double or even triple your productivity. You don't necessarily need to use the completed framework, but it's recommended, at least at first. Only by using the complete framework will you learn how much more productive you can be compared to now. We also strongly recommend using the Meta Habit to track the 5 habits that make up the productiveness framework. This way, you'll unlock additional synergies. This module has 2 parts. In the first part, you will learn all about the framework and its 5 habits. In the second part, you will actually implement the productiveness framework into your life. Part 1, Productiveness Framework. The Nutshell Overview. The Productiveness Framework is Productivity 2.0. It provides you with a structure for your work. Inside the structure, you will be consistently highly productive. This framework is flexible. You can combine it with virtually any time or task management method, system, or techniques you find useful. I call this a framework because it helps you structure your day for optimal productivity. It's the scaffolding of your day. The Productiveness Framework has 5 component habits. Number 1, morning ritual. Number 2, daily closed to-do list. Number 3, task database. Number 4, goal list. Number 5, evening ritual. Let me quickly tell you what each component is. The morning ritual is a set of specific actions you take immediately after waking up for optimal start of the day. The daily closed to-do list is a short list of tasks for the day that you prepare the day before. Every day you have a fresh one. It is closed, which means that you don't add new tasks during the day if at all possible. Apart from the morning and evening rituals, your aim is to do only the items on this list. The task database is your backlog with all the tasks you might want to accomplish. It is also a dumping ground for your mind and storage for any information you would have to remember yourself otherwise. By capturing everything into your task database, you can keep your head empty while feeling stress-free and mentally efficient. Progressively put relevant tasks from the task database onto your daily close to-do list and complete them. Goal list is a list of your top 5 goals. This list helps you to stay focused on your top priorities, allowing you to choose the right things from the task database to be placed on your daily close to-do list. Simply put, the goal list is your compass which shows you which tasks in your task database matter most and should be completed next. The evening ritual is a set of specific actions you take at the end of your workday. It prepares you for the next day, helps you reflect on the day, and allows you to shut down and exit the work mode so you can enjoy your personal time fully. I, Yuri, recommend you implement the components in the given order. In a way, each of the 5 components is optional, but when used together, they work better. First, I will describe to you each of the 5 components in detail. Then we will go through each component again, and I will provide you with specific action steps so you can implement the productiveness framework into your life to dramatically increase your productivity. Finally, the following modules of this training will give you additional tools, insights, and ideas to help you fine-tune everything and reach the next level. Do routines take or give us freedom? Before we dig into the individual components of the productiveness framework, starting with the morning ritual, let me quickly share one important insight with you. I always thought that any kind of routine would take away my freedom as it would limit my choices. I thought that I was truly free only when there were no plans set in stone. But now I see things differently. Now I think that having a solid routine in your life actually gives you enormous freedom. The truth is that our days are routine whether we like it or not. When it comes to living our daily life, we tend to habitually choose from a limited set of options, while the external world is constantly distracting us and influencing our behavior. We spend a lot of time reacting to our environment and others. This is the opposite of self-driven freedom. Only when you start building and installing intelligent habits consciously and purposefully will you take the helm of your life. Having a consciously designed daily routine gives you several enormous advantages. It reduces the chaos in your life. By reducing the influence of both external and internal random factors, you can start increasing the standard of your life and your baseline productivity. You will have fewer bad days and more good days. The routine is a system that you can keep improving. Improving the system is enormous leverage because if you improve it, all of your days will be better forever, not just today or tomorrow. It gives you extra willpower, mental energy, because you don't have to make many decisions that you would have to otherwise, and you burn far less energy on inner conflict. In other words, you outsource a lot of decisions to the system. It improves your health as well as sleep and digestion. Our bodies are adaptive, self-optimizing machines that work best when we do things regularly and consistently. Also, if you make your eating habits part of a routine, you will probably eat healthier food and at better times of the day in more adequate quantities. These changes can result in a longer and healthier life. It gives you more super quality time spent in your peak state. You can focus 100% and get into the zone, knowing that everything is handled. It can also give you space to fully relax with true peace of mind. It allows you to efficiently change your behavior and thoughts. Introducing and maintaining a change to an established system is much easier than introducing a change to chaos. You need to handle lots of maintenance stuff anyway: hygiene, eating, sleeping, exercise, etc. But if you do it as part of a routine, you can do it as efficiently as possible, saving both time and precious mental energy. I don't want to be a robot. One of the concerns you may have when you're considering getting your life organized and live in according to a structure of habits is that you will lose your free will and spontaneity. The truth is quite the opposite. If you organize your life, you structure it. You are the one who designs the structure. You put it in place. You're the one controlling your habits and goals, so you are the one in charge. Everyone works toward a goal. You either set your own goal or else work toward a goal someone else set for you. Which of these two options you prefer? You are either driven by other people, by your surroundings, by various events, and other seemingly random influences in your life. Or you can take control and take charge of your own life. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. George Bernard Shaw. In fact, you can be a lot more spontaneous when your day is well organized. When you are relaxing and having fun, you will know that's exactly what you should be doing, and not feel guilty about not working at that moment. Spontaneity is one of the joys of existence, especially if you prepare for it in advance. Alan Dean Foster. Now, let's take a look at the first of the five components of the productiveness framework. Number 1, morning ritual. I have been doing the morning ritual for about 2 years now. The results of this have been spectacular. I'm more productive, I'm more energetic, I'm healthier, I feel more motivated and eager to work, I focus better, I waste less time, I don't have any truly bad days anymore, my mood is almost always positive. But most importantly, every morning I make significant progress on my top goal. For instance, I wrote this book thanks to my morning ritual. What is the morning ritual? You could also call it a morning routine. The word ritual sounds better though. Morning ritual, MR, is a series of actions you take immediately after waking up. These actions can take anywhere from 3 minutes to several hours. MR is a way of making yourself strong first, kickstarting your day, getting consistent results, stabilizing your mood, energy levels, and health, increasing your efficiency, and utilizing your potential. MR is a habit since you do it daily. The human brain is the most ruthlessly self-optimizing machine known to man. Once you ingrain a habit such as the MR, it will be very easy to keep doing it. Doing your tasks won't deplete your willpower. In fact, it will empower you. Morning ritual consists of multiple actions. However, doing them all in one batch as a single habit is much easier than performing them individually. You could also call this habit piggybacking. Even if you don't do anything else on any given day besides the morning ritual, your day is still automatically a success because you've managed to maintain and strengthen one of your key habits. What actions does the morning ritual consist of? In the productiveness framework, there is just one required action in the MR. Read your daily closed to-do list for the day. All the other actions to put into your MR are ultimately up to you. Of course, I'll give you some guidelines, but the final form of your MR is your choice. There are endless combinations of actions you could do. I recommend you starting small and adding new steps into your MR over time. Initially, you want to include activities that make an immediate positive impact on your energy. Ask yourself, what makes me strong? What can I do in the morning to make my day great? What I would love to do more but never have time for? What can I do in the morning to improve my life in the long run? Here are some ideas. Exercise, stretching, anaerobic, aerobic, isometric. Hygiene and taking care of yourself. Breathing, meditation, drinking water, eating something healthy. Preparing fruit or vegetable salad to eat later in the day. Taking supplements, reading, affirmations, visualizations, reading your vision, mission, purpose. Reviewing your goals, projects, tasks, MetaHabit tracker. Planning your day, journaling and thinking. Writing, talking to your spouse or family, talking to your business partners, etc. You can do anything that makes you feel great or empowers you and ideally brings you substantial long-term benefits. Besides reading your daily close to-do list, I highly recommend you to drink 16 ounces or 500 milliliters of water first thing in the morning because we're dehydrated the most after we first wake up. Next, I strongly recommend you to include some kind of exercise into your MR, stretching, aerobic, or both. I also recommend you to streamline your personal hygiene routine and make it a part of the MR as well. Finally, I recommend you to end your MR with a healthy breakfast. You need to come up with a combination that works for you, then improve upon it over time. Be aware of how much time your MR approximately takes. You might need to start waking up sooner. Again, I recommend you to start small, 30 minutes or less, then ramp it up over time. My personal example of morning ritual. MR. I have been optimizing my MR from the very beginning, probably making more than 24 improvements over time. My MR might seem bizarre and crazy to you. That's because I've tailored it for myself and I am somewhat extreme. You should create your own MR. If you do it right, it will probably seem bizarre and crazy to others as well. You can have a much, much simpler morning ritual and still benefit from it. With that disclaimer, let me show you what my evolved MR looks like now. 6 to 6:30, get up. I set an alarm, but I almost always wake up before it goes off. Drink 500 milliliters of water. Walk out the door. Look at the sky. This helps me to wake up quicker. Do a quick breathing energizing exercise. 5 times of 3 quick breaths in, 3 quick breaths out. 5 times of deep breaths. Go to the bathroom. Use a neti pot. Use a tongue scraper. Brush teeth. I don't floss in the morning as I do that in the evening. Shave. Wash my face. Go to my exercise mat. Do 6 sun salutations. Do 15 minutes of yoga. I keep a list of poses for each day on the wall upon my exercise mat, and I use a timer for each pose. I always end this with 1 minute relaxation. Do 10 deep crouches on my left leg. Do 10 deep crouches on my right leg. Do 12 to 15 pull-ups. I installed a bar into the doorframe of my home office. Jump for 20 minutes on a rebounder. Again, I use a timer. Sometimes I jump longer. I always watch educational videos or listen to audiobooks when jumping. Go to the kitchen counter. Drink a glass of water with a handful of spirulina and chlorella tablets. Prepare a super smoothie with 2 ripe bananas, plant protein, handful of spinach or other greens, handful of frozen berries, 1 spoon of flax seeds, half glass of filtered water. Take multivitamin supplement. Go to my corkboard and enjoy the 600 milliliter smoothie. Read my personal goals, read my business goals, read my daily reminder list, which is a list of things that I want to remind myself daily. Read my daily close to-do list for today on my desk. Meditate for 2 minutes while sitting in a hero pose. I use a timer. My goal is to keep my mind completely empty. Go to my laptop. Quickly check email to see if there are any emergencies. I don't reply to any email at this point. I just want to make sure that there aren't any big problems or emergencies going on. Disconnect the internet cable. Work for 60 minutes on my most important task for today. This is the first task on my daily close to-do list. Again, I use a timer. If I complete the task before the time is up, I work on the next one. Make sure I have an audiobook on my iPod. If not, I get one. Shut down the laptop. Pack my laptop. Go to my refrigerator. Prepare and pack a veggie salad. I put it into a lunchbox and eat it with my lunch. Go to the office. Speed walk while listening to audiobooks. Walking to the office takes me about 40 minutes. Sometimes I take public transport for a few blocks, but I still walk most of the way. Process all email, Inbox, zero. Then I work on my tasks in my daily close to-do list, go home at a designated hour, and complete my evening ritual to end my workday. After that, I do whatever I want for the rest of the day. The important thing is that your MR must work for you. I could write a whole chapter on almost every action that makes up my MR, because most of them are strategic with a lot of research behind them. It all works perfectly for me. When I first wrote my MR, I printed it and put it on the wall in my bedroom. When performing the actual ritual, I used to walk up to the paper posted on the wall, read the next step, go and do it. Then come back to read the next step, etc. I was doing it like this for months, but now I have it all memorized and internalized. You can either do it like this, or carry your MR with you, example, on a clipboard. By now, you probably have an idea what could work best for you, so start from there. My MR kept on expanding. Now it has crept into my working day as well, because I essentially end it when I finish processing email while sitting at work. At first, I just had a long list of steps. Then I divided it into several blocks. Now I've structured the MR by physical locations where I do the actions. Bathroom, exercising mat, dashboard, etc. I find this format works the most efficiently and is the easiest to remember. In case you're curious about my evening ritual, it's completely different. I journal, think, and plan the next day as part of my evening ritual. Next, let's look at the second component of the productiveness framework. Number 2, daily closed to-do list. This tool or habit is essential for attaining peak productivity. We recommend you implement it exactly as described. Then, after some time, you can experiment and try it in different forms. Overall, there are multiple enormous benefits to the daily closed to-do list. Even if you forget everything else from this training and just start using the daily closed to-do list, you will get your money's worth. Your productivity will likely be at least 50 to 100% higher, not to mention all the other side benefits. The core of the daily closed to-do list is as follows. Every evening, check your goal list and your task database, then decide which tasks you want to do the next day. Write a short list with these tasks on a blank sheet of paper. You can write the list by hand or print it from your computer. Either way, your daily closed to-do list really should be on a blank physical sheet of paper. Nothing else works as well. Put the list you've just created in front of your computer. I keep mine to the left of the keyboard as I have the mouse on the right side of the keyboard. Ideally, there should be as little clutter as possible on your desk. By putting it there, you will see the list immediately when you sit at your computer the next day. You will see it even before you start your computer. That's important. Note, while I provide examples for knowledge workers that use mostly computers, the productiveness framework can be used in nearly any environment. You might need to make a few tweaks, though, such as placing your daily closed to-do list on a clipboard so you can carry it with yourself if you don't sit behind your desk much. The next day, before you turn on your computer, review your list and start with the first task. If possible, work on the first task before you do any other work-related activity and before you check your email. During the day, follow your list as closely as possible. Do the tasks from the list in the given order one by one. Thanks to this practice, you will always know what you should be doing. Doing the tasks in the given order is extremely important as it eliminates decision paralysis. During the day, check the items off or strike them through once they are done. You can also mark or strike items that were canceled or that you won't do. I recommend you to mark them in a different way than the items you've accomplished. When you are done for the day, archive your finished list and go to step 1. Create a new one for the next day. You can put your finished list nicely into a binder or simply on a pile, perhaps in a box. Having a done pile can be fun. The papers pile up quickly. What does it mean that the daily closed to-do list is closed? The daily closed to-do list is closed because you shouldn't write new tasks into it during the day. The only exceptions of modifying the list should be these. An urgent emergency. A remarkable opportunity has showed up that you want to follow up immediately. You've discovered that you can't complete some of the items, usually because of unforeseen circumstances or lack of cooperation from third parties. You've completed all tasks on the list and want to do more. Does it have to be on a sheet of paper? Yes, the daily closed to-do list really should be on a physical sheet of paper. There are several reasons for this. You need to see the list before you turn on your computer. You need to be able to always see it. This can't be accomplished with any electronic device, not with software on your computer. Your computer is not always on. Even always-on top applications might not be always visible, and they also take up valuable screen property. It also can't be accomplished with a tablet or smartphone. You need to be able to make edits quickly. Nothing beats a pen. It serves as a convenient place to make quick notes to address later. Because the paper is white, it will usually be prominent in your visual space. The paper form adds a seriousness element to your list. Why do I need a fresh list for every day? Your tasks are only a means to an end. You complete them to achieve your goals and outcomes. You will never finish all your tasks in your task database, general to-do list. That's a fact you need to accept. Creating a fresh list every day has many advantages. It helps you to focus better on a couple of carefully handpicked tasks. Since you do the tasks in a given order, it eliminates decision paralysis. Your only decision is work or not work. You don't have to pick a task from hundreds or thousands of possible options anymore. You did that the day before when you prepared your list. It gives you a fresh start every day, which will make you happier. If you drop the ball or have a terrible day, it's not a problem. Your next day can be absolutely killer and you can get lots of things done. It allows you to stay flexible. On a day's notice, you can easily completely change what you work on. This strategy is not possible when preparing a weekly or monthly to-do list. With closed daily to-do list, you are also inflexible inside the day, which is a good thing, due to the decision paralysis mentioned above. It ensures you don't lose sight of the forest for the trees. It's easy to get lost in an endless to-do list maze and not make any meaningful progress for weeks or even months. However, if you pick the most important tasks based on your current top goals and outcomes every day, your work will always be relevant and you will get important work done every day. Why should I prepare the daily closed to-do list the day before? The main reason is that starting your day with a prepared to-do list for that day will make it much easier to get started and will thus make you more productive overall in the long run. Here's another hidden benefit of preparing your daily closed to-do list the day before. Our brains are very active when we sleep. You actually dream about 3 to 7 dreams every single night, even if you don't remember them. During the night, even when you are not dreaming, in any given moment, your brain is busy at work. So, since your brain is working all night anyway, why not use some of that brain activity for your advantage? Your brain works like a Google for creative solutions. If you input a problem, there's a chance your brain will find a creative solution. To harness some of the brain power that's being used when you sleep, all you have to do is to either prepare your daily closed to-do list before you go to bed, or simply review it at that time in case you've prepared it earlier in the day. This will prime your subconscious to work on the tasks on the list during the night. Then, when you wake up, pay close attention to your mind. Do you have any new creative ideas about the tasks on your to-do list? The tricky thing with ideas is that ideas are fleeting. You must capture them in the moment or they might be gone for good. Also, by writing your ideas down, you will get more of them. You can't really capture too many ideas. The more ideas you capture, the more ideas you will get, and the better ideas you will get. So put a pen and a diary on your nightstand and give it a go. This actually matters because a single good idea can save you days, weeks, or even months of work. Unnecessary work avoided is the ultimate productivity. Many famous inventors, artists, and successful businessmen utilize their subconscious mind in similar ways. It's common to get your best ideas right after you wake up or right before you fall asleep. Right on the border of the waking and sleeping states, you will get genius ideas, especially if your mind is primed the right way, and you can do so by reviewing your daily closed to-do list in the evening. Tip: an interesting way to deeply relax and to do some creative thinking is to use a sensory deprivation tank. This is also called floating. Sensory deprivation tank might sound scary, but it's basically a big bathtub with saline water and a dome cover. The water is very shallow, so you can't possibly drown. You float on the water in the dark. Your muscles can relax, and your senses will get little input, so your brain has more resources available for creative thinking. It's also very relaxing and pleasant. Meditating in this environment is much easier than it usually is. There might be a sensory deprivation tank available in your city. Try to search the internet for floating plus the name of your city. Finally, here's another big benefit of preparing your daily close to-do list the day before. This seems to be a paradox. Many people can't sleep at night because they have to think about work. However, by reviewing your closed daily to-do list for tomorrow before bed, you might find yourself actually sleeping better. Because you know that all you have to do tomorrow is written down, your conscious mind doesn't have to try and remember it all. Then ruminate in fear you will forget something before you get to work the next day. What if I don't want my coworkers to see my daily closed to-do list? The list should always be on your desk. So in case you don't want your coworkers to see its contents, there is an easy solution. Keep it blank side up, and whenever you need, you can flip it and take a peek to see what's next. Examples of daily closed to-do list. I will now give you some examples so you have a better idea of what a daily closed to-do list looks like in practice. At the very minimum, it should include your list of tasks for the day. You can also divide the tasks between work and personal, list your weekly goals, and list your appointments for the week. Example number 1, simplest possible format. Friday, March 1, 2013. Task 1, Task 2, Task 3. Example number 2, simple format. Friday, March 1, 2013. To do today. Morning ritual. Top task XYZ. Inbox 0. Task 1. Task 2. Task 3. Inbox 0. Evening ritual. Example 3, advanced format. I find this particular format very beneficial. It contains weekly goals, which I always update on Sunday. It also allows me to reflect on whether I've completed the previous weekly goals. Friday, March 1, 2013. To do today, work. Morning ritual, don't forget to do step X. Top task, XYZ. Step 1, step 2, step 3. Inbox 0. Task 1. Task 2. Step 1, step 2. Task 3. Inbox 0. Evening ritual, write a daily to-do list for tomorrow. To do today personal. Read book XYZ for 60 plus minutes. Buy groceries. Appointments this week. Monday 10, meeting with Andrew. Tuesday 9:30, gym with personal trainer. Tuesday 1900, tea room with John. Thursday at 9, physiotherapy. Weekly goals. Finish Project X. Finish Milestone Q on Project Y. Don't skip any MR or ER. Finish reading book XYZ. Example 4, graphical handwritten format. If you are a visual person and or feeling creative, you can also prepare your daily close to-do list by hand in a visual way. For example, you can put each of the tasks inside a bubble, then connect the bubbles with arrows to mark the path of your day. You can color code the bubbles by importance, put the most important tasks into larger bubbles, write times above the bubbles, etc. Now, let's take a look at the third component of the five that make up the productiveness framework. Number 3, task database. The task database is another crucial part of the productiveness framework. The task database is a backlog containing all the tasks you would like to do. It is essentially a set of organized to-do lists, ideas, and notes. Every day, as part of your evening ritual, you will be pulling tasks from your task database onto your daily close to-do list for the next day. You will be also deleting finished tasks from the task database or archiving them. During the day, whenever a new task or important information comes to you, put it in your task database. This way, you will keep your head empty. I recommend managing your task database using software on your computer. Since the task database usually contains hundreds, sometimes thousands of items, using good software is a must. Besides making it possible to manage and organize large amounts of tasks, which would be virtually impossible on paper, the software can also provide you with extra functionality such as reminders, ability to write or print your daily to-do list, the ability to write easily accessible notes for each of the tasks, archive of done tasks, ability to attach files and emails, and dozens of other useful features. One such software designed by myself and my team and improved upon for over 10 years now is Swift To-Do List for Windows, available from www.dextronet.com. Keep your head empty. The most important benefit of keeping a task database is keeping your head empty. When you keep things in your head, you have to work hard just not to forget them. The more tasks and important information you store in your head, the more stress, anxiety, overwhelm, and inefficiency you will experience on a daily basis. Remember, you can only manage what you can see, and you can only see what is outside of your head. The task database allows you to see the big picture, manage your tasks efficiently, and prioritize better. It serves as both your inbox and backlog. Task database is better than your regular to-do list. Many time management and organizing systems work with to-do lists just like the task database. However, there is a huge advantage to the system. With the task database and the productiveness framework, your goal is not to finish all the tasks in the task database. You only have two goals. Number one, put all new incoming things into your task database. And number two, in the evening, pick a few tasks based on your goals from your task database and put them on your daily close to-do list for the next day. That's it. Therein is the enormous difference. The task database is like a buffet you come into every day with a new plate to pick what you like. The task database is not a stressful, endless to-do list you have to finish, full of tasks you are failing to achieve. You are capturing everything into the task database to keep your head empty, not because you must do it all. Every day is a fresh start. The task database simply contains ideas and suggestions. Which software should I use for my task database? The software you use is up to you, but it should meet the following criteria. Allows you to manage tasks and notes. Allows you to distinguish between tasks, actions, and non-tasks, such as ideas. Allows you to easily manage multiple lists, ideally in a hierarchical tree structure. Allows you to easily write notes for each task or non-task. Supports reminders. Supports recurring tasks and reminders. Very easy to use and supports keyboard shortcuts for all common operations so you can be efficient with it. Supports global hotkey for quick activation so you can capture a task or idea immediately when you think of it. Supports the drag and drop of tasks between to-do lists so you can easily move items between lists. Supports drag and drop of to-do lists so you can easily reorganize them. Have a task archive for deleted tasks. Ideally, it should also support subtasks so you can break your tasks down into small steps. Allow you to attach files to your tasks. Allow you to easily copy task names so you can paste them into an email or into your daily close to-do list. Allow you to quickly create tasks from emails. I am the author of Swift To-Do List for Windows, which I've been developing with my partner for over 10 years now. Our goal has been to make it the best to-do list software that currently exists for Windows. I originally created it for myself out of necessity. I just couldn't find any suitable software, and I tried over 30 different solutions. All the other software I tried was either too simple and lacking or too complex and cumbersome. I didn't want to spend more time managing my tasks than I spent doing them. Swift To-Do List is paid software available from www.dextronet.com. It comes with a free, fully functional 30-day trial. By the way, I've written an ebook, audiobook, about how to use Swift To-Do List best to get fully and quickly organized with it, called Swift Mind Freedom. For Mac, check out OmniFocus or Things. I'm a big believer in getting the best to-do list software you possibly can. It's a tool that you use every day, and having a bad one versus a great one can make an enormous difference down the road. Organizing your task database. Structure. Since you have or will have a lot of tasks in your task database, I recommend dividing the tasks among several lists based on their category. Here is an example of a structure that you could use in Swift To-Do List. At the top, it has a work to-do list. Under the work to-do list, there is a waiting for to-do list for tasks where you've done your part, but are now waiting for someone or something else. Then there is a notes memo for capturing all the reference information, links, facts, etc. Finally, there is an ideas list for storing your work-related items. The same structure is repeated for your personal life. To-do list for tasks, to-do list for waiting for tasks, memos for notes, and list for ideas. Please note, Swift To-Do List allows you to manage multiple kinds of objects in the tree. To-do lists, memos, notes, and spreadsheets. The difference between a list and a to-do list is that the lists are for non-task items. Items in lists have no checkboxes, while items in to-do lists have checkboxes because they are tasks. At the bottom of the tree are memos needed for the productiveness framework. First, there is the daily closed to-do list memo, which you print daily. Then the morning ritual memo listing all the steps of your morning ritual. Then the evening ritual memo. Then your goal list memo. And finally, the optional journal memo. The daily closed to-do list doesn't have to be a memo. In fact, you could use a to-do list instead, and simply drag and drop tasks that you want to do today into it, then print it. We will cover evening ritual and goal list soon. The journal is an optional part of the evening ritual. Prioritizing. Since you will be looking at your task database every day, prioritizing the tasks is not as important as with other time management methods, because you will have a good grasp on all your important tasks. That being said, prioritizing can be helpful. I think that prioritizing by urgency makes the most sense because urgent tasks always need to be done first. Otherwise, they become a sword hanging over your head, which is stressful. However, once you handle all the urgent tasks, how do you decide what is the next most urgent thing if there are no really urgent things? For this reason, you can consider prioritizing by two criteria: urgency and value. Value is similar to importance. Value clearly says that the work must be valuable. Importance is misleading because everything is important for one reason or another, but not everything is valuable to you or your colleagues, clients, customers, or boss. Prioritizing by two criteria might sound a bit cumbersome, but with Swift To-Do List, it's actually easy. The Ultimate Edition allows you to rename columns in order to repurpose them. You can rename the priority column to urgency and the task type or context column to value. Inside the urgency column, you can set up these priorities: urgent, soon, future. And inside the value column, you can set up these categories: super valuable, valuable, somewhat valuable, little value, almost no value. Here's the magic trick. You want to sort your tasks by urgency first and by value second. To do that, click the urgency column, then hold the control key and click the value column. With these categories in place, you can quickly find both urgent and the most important tasks. Grooming your task database. The main purpose, apart from keeping your head empty, is to allow you to quickly find the tasks important for reaching your goals. This is possible only when the task database is well maintained. It's up to you how much effort you invest into organizing and managing your task database. However, keep in mind that the law of diminishing returns applies here. More than 15 minutes spent daily on your task database is likely a waste of time. I recommend you to groom task database a little bit every day as part of your evening ritual. You are working with it at that time anyway as you pick the tasks for your daily closed to-do list. Once a month, you might want to go through all the stuff in your task database. You can delete what's no longer relevant, mark the things you've completed, reprioritize, and discover some inspiration or hidden gems there. Here's a tip: create a recurring task, go through all items in my task database, that recurs on the first Saturday or Friday, depending on your preference, every month. With Swift To-Do List, this is quite simple. Summary of the task database habit. So to sum this up, set up solid software as your task database. You will be using it every day, so it pays off to get a good one. I am the designer of Swift To-Do List for Windows, available from dextronet.com. For Mac, I think that OmniFocus is a good choice. If you need a free solution, you can try Task List Guru for Windows, a spreadsheet, or a web-based solution. Whenever new tasks or ideas enter your reality, immediately capture it with your task database. This system will keep your head empty and your mind clear. Prioritizing tasks in your task database is very helpful. One way to do that is to sort your tasks by urgency first, by value second. When creating your daily closed to-do list for the next day, review your goal list and then look into your task database for the most relevant or urgent tasks and put them on your daily closed to-do list. Now, let's take a look at the fourth of the five habits. Number four, goal list. Goal list is the fourth element of the productiveness framework. Goal list is a sheet of paper that contains a numbered list of your top five goals. You can list more goals if you want to, but it is important to number the goals. This practice always shows you which goals to focus on next, and it also prevents overwhelm. If desired, you can also divide the goals between categories such as work and personal. At the end of your goal list, you can also include things that you want to remind yourself daily, such as be kind, be grateful, breathe, stand tall and proud, relax, take breaks, take it easy, eat when hungry, not bored, remember that everyone is trying their best, speak up, etc. You will be reviewing the goal list every evening right before writing your daily close to-do list for the next day. This will help you pick only tasks relevant to your goals without going off rails. Most of the tasks you do should be directly related to your most important goals. Essentially, goal list is a focus tool which helps you stay on track. You could also think of your goal list as of a filter. It is a special funnel that you pour all your tasks from the task database into, and only tasks that are the most important for making progress towards your goals will pass through it. You can review your goal list not just every evening, but also as a part of your morning ritual, which I personally do. But goals don't work for me. Many organizing, time management, productivity systems work with goals, so you've probably already tried setting goals. For most people, this doesn't work, and very few successfully use goals their whole life. Why? Well, there is one huge problem with goals. It is very easy to forget about them. Unless you focus on your goals regularly, setting goals is almost useless. The productivity framework solves this problem by making the goal list review a key part of your daily routine. Consider creating problems to solve list instead. Most people prefer solving problems to achieving goals. You might want to try to reframe your goals as problems you need to solve. Could that motivate you more? Feel free to name your goal list a problems list instead. When should I edit my goal list? The goal list is not set in stone. You can add and remove goals as you see fit. The best time to do this is during your evening ritual, right before you write your daily close to-do list. You will then be able to pick tasks based on your actualized goal list. What is the difference between tasks and goals? Goals are your outcomes, the desired results. Goals are the why behind the what tasks you do. Generally speaking, tasks are simple actions that can be done in a few hours. Goals are more elaborate and can take weeks, months, or even years to achieve. Goals are also often challenging. They usually lie outside your comfort zone, otherwise you would have already achieved them. I have no goals. If you have no goals, these two things could help. Number one, look at your to-do list. Why do you do these tasks? Number two, ask yourself, what do I want in life? Also, realize that you never really have no goals. If you don't set any goals yourself, then others, your boss, family, society, etc., will set goals for you. Unless you are lucky and follow a great leader who sees more potential in you than you might see yourself, I think it's best to set your own goals. Do I really have to post the goal list on the wall? You need to be able to quickly review it every day. I think posting it on the wall works best. However, since you review your goal list mostly when creating your daily close to-do list for the next day, you could keep the goal list as part of your task database, which you also need at that time. The drawback of keeping the goal list as part of your task database is that you can't easily review it during your morning ritual, as you might not want to turn on your computer until later, etc. Beware this pitfall, your task database might not contain the most important tasks. If you just go through your task database and, for each item, ask yourself, will this help me achieve my top goals? You will likely end up with a good list of tasks. However, what if there are other tasks you could do, far more important, that aren't listed in your task database? For that reason, I recommend you the following. When reviewing your goal list in the evening, ask yourself the following for every item. What is the next best action I could take to make progress towards this goal? Now, let's take a look at the last of the 5 habits, and we will be ready to implement the productiveness framework step by step. Number 5, evening ritual. Evening ritual is how you end your workday. It's a routine that stacks several techniques on top of one another and brings significant benefits. It's a time well spent with high ROI, return on investment. First, let me explain what the evening ritual looks like. Here is what you do when performing the evening ritual. Number 1, fill your Meta Habit Tracker spreadsheet. See Module 2. Number two, review your goal list and update it if needed. Number three, prepare your daily close to-do list for tomorrow. Then you can do anything else you would like. One excellent option is journaling. During the journaling, you can write about many things. For example, reflect on your day to learn and improve. What went right today? What could I do better tomorrow? Can I somehow improve my morning ritual or evening ritual? Should I update the goal list? Happiness exercise. List three random things I am grateful for or appreciate in my life. And or simply write down whatever is on your mind. This can provide you with a surprising level of clarity in your life. Once you are done with your evening ritual, you mentally exit the work mode and transition into your personal life. This is also important because many hardworking people never really exit the work mode, which robs them of much-needed relaxation and can lead to burnout. It's crucial that you regularly disconnect from your work, both for your productivity and well-being. Once you establish the evening ritual in your life, you can start adding things to it. For example, you might decide that once you are done with the journaling, you will meditate for 5 minutes. How I do the journaling. When it comes to journaling, I use a memo in Swift To-Do List. I just keep adding entries at the beginning of the memo, and when it's too long, I simply create a new one. I now have several volumes of my journal. Useful Swift To-Do List hotkeys. To insert date and time, use Ctrl-D. To create a bullet, use Ctrl-N. To insert a separator, use Ctrl-J. To remove formatting from selected text, use Ctrl-Alt-R. In case you're not interested in using Swift To-Do List, you can use pretty much any text editor or word processor. Make sure you back up your journal entries regularly. In Swift To-Do List, this is a matter of backing up your database file. Your journal entries are important. In a few years, you will be able to extract many valuable insights about yourself by reading the old entries and enjoying some nostalgia too. Ideas for improving the evening ritual. The evening ritual has just two required components: review of the goal list and preparation of daily close to-do list for tomorrow. However, once you establish it and develop the habit of completing the evening ritual, you might want to take things to the next level and improve upon it further, perhaps by appending extra activities at the end of your evening ritual. Any sort of grounding activity which helps you exit work mode and transition into your personal life is a good idea. For example, meditation, deep relaxation, visualization, breathing exercises, stretching, exercising, push-ups, jumping jacks, and crouches, cuddling your partner, playing with your pet, playing a musical instrument, or drawing. All these are great ideas. You can do anything you enjoy, anything that relaxes and calms you, anything that taps into a different part of your mind and body than your work usually does. Focus on activities that provide significant long-term benefits when completed daily. I think that meditation is a great example. It has been scientifically proven that meditation permanently increases your level of happiness while improving your ability to focus and your willpower resources. Part 2, implementing the productiveness framework. It's great that we now know what the productiveness framework is, but until we've actually implemented it and started using it daily in our life, we haven't really learned that much. I often find it useful to define learning as a change of behavior. When I read a book but don't put anything from it into practice, I know I haven't really learned anything. It's very important to put things into action, and that's exactly what we are going to do in this chapter. This is where you get your money's worth. We will implement all the five components of the framework into a single day. To make things really easy, we will implement each of the components in a simplified form and take it from there. The initial setup might take several hours and you'll need your computer and a printer to do it. So if you don't have that much time right now, do not have access to a computer with a printer, or are not feeling like doing it right now, please stop listening. Instead, schedule a time when you can make this change in your life, set up a reminder so you don't forget about it, and then listen to this book again. We will now write and print four documents. Number one, morning ritual description. Number two, evening ritual description. Number three, goal list. Number four, daily closed to-do list for tomorrow. Then we will set up your task database and you will be fully armed for tomorrow. Tomorrow, you will begin your day with your new morning ritual. Work from your daily close to-do list during the day and end your day with evening ritual. During the evening ritual, you will review your goal list and task database and create a new daily close to-do list for the next day. That's it. I will now lead you through the setup process step by step. It's actually quite easy. Go for simple, not perfect. You will be improving all these documents and your task database many times in the future, so starting simple is best. Step 1. Create the morning ritual description document. Open a text editor such as MS Word or create a new memo in Swift To-Do List. In the document, write your ideal morning ritual, MR, but keep it simple for now. What actions you put into your morning ritual is up to you. However, the following step must always be a part of your morning ritual. Review my daily close to-do list for today. The idea is that the morning ritual gives you energy and motivates you to act. Example, a simple morning ritual. Drink 500 milliliters of water. Brush my teeth. Do 10 jumping jacks and 10 push-ups. Go for a brisk walk. Review my daily close to-do list for today. Example, morning ritual divided into physical locations. My morning ritual. Bedroom, wake up at 7 or sooner. Stretch. Kitchen, drink 500 milliliters of water. Bathroom, wash my face, brush my teeth. Outside, go for a brisk walk. Office, review my daily close to-do list for today. Disconnect the internet cable. Meditate for 2 minutes in my chair with a countdown timer. Work on the number one task for 45 minutes with a countdown timer. Now print your morning ritual and post it somewhere you will be able to see it in the morning, like your bedroom door or nightstand. You might also want to print several copies and place some of them in the rooms included in your morning ritual. You will need to review this document daily, so keep it handy. The printed document will also remind you to actually perform the morning ritual, which is, of course, critical. Starting tomorrow, begin your day with your morning ritual. Follow the steps exactly as written. Whenever you discover actions that don't flow well or get an idea for an improvement, edit the document accordingly and print an updated version. If you are in the mood, you might want to test and rehearse, perform the actions described, the morning ritual right now to see if it works well. This can be a lot of fun. Step-by-step recapitulation. Think of the MR as your startup routine. This is how you implement it. Number 1, in a computer text document, write the list of steps you want to take every morning. Number 2, print the list. You might want to print multiple copies. Number 3, post it on the wall where you can see it and/or put it in a hard plastic cover so you can carry it with you the next morning. Put it on your nightstand or another place that you always see or visit after you wake up. Number 4, when you wake up the next day, you can either A, carry the paper with you, following the steps, B, do the first step, then go look back at the paper posted on the wall and do the next step until you do them all. The enormous advantage of this approach is that you can successfully do the MR, even if you are sleepy with your brain in offline mode. Decide right now which of these approaches you are going to take. I don't recommend relying on your memory, at least initially. Number 5. As you complete the MR, note what works well and what doesn't work that well. When you get an idea how to improve the MR, edit the file you created in step 1 and start again from step 2. It's important to look at the actual paper with the steps every morning and look at it multiple times, because when you make a tweak to the routine, and there will be a lot of tweaks initially, you risk forgetting it the next day if you simply rely on your memory. Also, working from your memory is more difficult and demanding, thus reducing your chances of successfully doing the MR. And make it enjoyable. If you have some not-so-pleasant actions as part of your ritual, place pleasant actions right after them so you can reward yourself and link the pleasure to the not-so-pleasurable actions. Step 2. Create the evening ritual description document. This is similar to the previous step. Open a text editor such as MS Word or create a new memo in Swift To-Do List. In the document, write your ideal evening ritual. Again, keep it simple for now. There is only one required action in your evening ritual. Create a daily close to-do list for tomorrow, using your goal list and task database as a reference. Here is a simple example of an evening ritual. My evening ritual. Home office. Write and print a daily close to-do list for tomorrow. Use the task database and goal list as reference. Write a journal entry. Shut down the computer. Play the guitar and relax. Again, print the document and post it somewhere where you will be able to see it in the evening, maybe your home office. Remember, you will need to review this document daily, so you need to keep it at hand. Bear in mind that the printed document will also remind you to actually do the evening ritual. Step 3. Create your goal list. Open a text editor such as MS Word or create a new memo in Swift To-Do List. We will create the goal list now. In the document, write your top 3 to 5 goals, goals that you want to make progress towards during your day. You can write the top 3 work goals and the top 3 personal goals if you want, or just a single list. It's up to you. Here is a simple example. My top 3 work goals. Number 1, goal 1. Number 2, goal 2. Number 3, goal 3. Additional work goals, goal 4, goal 5. My top 3 personal goals. Number 1, goal A. Number 2, goal B. Number 3, goal C. Additional personal goals, goal D, goal E. Print this document, post it on the wall next to your evening ritual document because you will be reviewing it as part of your evening ritual. Step 4. Set up a task database. The best way to maintain your task database is using specialized software. You need to put all your tasks, backlog, into it. First, choose the software you will use to manage your tasks. If you use Windows, you can use Swift To-Do List available from dextronet.com. If you use Mac, look at OmniFocus or Things. When shopping for suitable software, make sure that it allows you to manage multiple lists easily, allows you to drag and drop tasks and lists, supports reminders, and allows you to add and edit multiple tasks at once. If it can manage task-independent rich notes, called memos in Swift To-Do List, then it's even better as you can use it to organize your productiveness framework documents, morning ritual checklist, evening ritual checklist, goal list, and daily close to-do list. If you don't like desktop software, you can also use some free online tools such as ToodleDo or Remember the Milk. Then there's also the possibility of using spreadsheets such as Google Docs, Microsoft Excel, or OpenOffice Calc. However, in my experience, this is not very sustainable and will probably cost you a lot of wasted time and energy down the road. Spreadsheets are often awkward to work with when it comes to task management, and they don't support reminders. Once you've chosen your software, you need to put all your existing tasks, lists, and backlogs into it. The idea is to create one central place where all your tasks are. That way, you can be confident that you're not omitting something important. Again, this causes stress. Collect all tasks from all places such as any other software you've used previously, your mobile devices, Post-it notes, papers on your desk, papers anywhere else, your diary calendar, dashboard or corkboard if you have any, email, and most importantly, your head. You really want to put all tasks from your head into the software, or you will put a lot of unnecessary anxiety and stress on yourself. Put all your tasks into the software. If you want, prioritize the tasks. This really makes things easier. And organize them nicely. Divide them into multiple lists by topic or project. If you want some advanced tips on how to use Swift To-Do List best as your task database, check out my previous ebook and audiobook, Swift Mind Freedom. Once you are done, you can go through all your tasks, and if you know any important information or ideas related to any of the tasks, capture that information into the task's notes. That way, you will empty your head even more, making more free mental space for actual productive work. Step 5. Create a daily closed to-do list for tomorrow. Now, the last and most important step, your daily closed to-do list for tomorrow. Your daily closed to-do list must be created fresh every day. So let's make our first one. If you want to print your list, open a text editor such as MS Word or create a new memo or to-do list in Swift To-Do List. If you want to create your list by hand, grab a sheet of paper and a pen. First, review your goal list. This primes your brain to look for tasks that could help you achieve your goals. The goal list acts as task-finding lenses. You use these lenses to look at your task database to find tasks that lead to achievement of your goals. go through tasks in your task database. While keeping your goals in mind, choose tasks that you want to complete tomorrow. It might be possible that your task database doesn't contain the tasks which are the most important for achieving your goals. In this case, you can add these tasks to your task database first. If you plan to print your list, which I strongly recommend, copy the names of your chosen tasks and paste them, one per line, into the text editor or Swift to-do list memo you've created for your daily close to-do list. Then print the document. If you've chosen to use a to-do list instead of a memo in Swift to-do list, you can simply drag and drop the tasks into the to-do list. Or if you want to create your daily close to-do list by hand, write the chosen tasks on a sheet of paper. If some of the tasks are complex, you can break them further down into subtasks. Write tomorrow's date and day of the week on top of the paper. Now you're ready for tomorrow. Tomorrow, complete your morning ritual, then work from your daily close to-do list and finish with the evening ritual. If any new tasks come your way during the day, put them into the task database. You might want to review your closed daily to-do list before you go to sleep. This will increase chances of you getting an idea of a creative solution for some of the tasks. And that's the productiveness framework in a nutshell. Here is a simple example of a daily close to-do list. Note, I list the morning ritual and evening ritual as the first and last steps respectively. I think this is important for success with the system. Daily close to-do list for Wednesday, 3/15/13. Morning ritual, inbox 0. Task X, subtask A, subtask B, subtask C. Task Y, task Z, task Q, evening ritual. Using the meta habit to implement a productiveness framework. Because the productiveness framework is essentially a collection of 5 habits, you can use the meta habit tracking spreadsheet, as described in Module 2 of this training, to put the framework to work in your life. Just track these 5 habits using your habit tracker. Morning ritual. This means performing your designated morning ritual, which should also include the review of your daily close to-do list for today. Daily close to-do list. This means working from your daily close to-do list during the day, finishing the tasks in a given order. Goal list review. This means reviewing your goal list at least once a day and keeping it up to date. You can combine this habit with the following one. Evening ritual. This includes creating your daily close to-do list for tomorrow and referencing the goal list and task database when doing so. Task database. This includes capturing any new tasks into your task database in order to keep your mind empty, so you can always focus on the task at hand. Some of these habits need to be set up before you can start performing them. For example, you need to design your morning ritual, writing your goal list, design your evening ritual, and set up your task database. All this is described in detail in this module. Summary of Module 3. You've learned some very powerful productivity habits in this module and learned how to actually put them into action. Once you do, you will see your productivity soar. You can then keep improving the way you use the productiveness framework in your life forever. Your morning ritual and evening ritual can be improved upon endlessly. In the next module, you will learn how to think more strategically and gain further inspiration and ideas for improving your life and increasing your productivity. Let's get to the 33 golden nuggets of productivity wisdom.